We are flying live across America. This is the seventh day of Red Eye Radio. My name is Mark Germain. 866-90-RED-EYE is the toll-free number to dial if you'd like to join us. We're live across America from Birmingham, Alabama to Sarasota, Florida, from Bangor, Maine to Beckley, West Virginia, from Fremont, New Hampshire to Syracuse, New York. We're taking your phone calls at 866-90-RED-EYE, 866-907-3339. We have to start tonight with the continuously updating story about the congresswoman from Arizona, Gabriella Giffords. And the story does seem to be changing hour by hour as we get more information about the shooting. If you don't know the basics of the story, she was doing a meet and greet, I guess, is the best way to describe it, an opportunity for the public to meet the congresswoman. She, in her third term, was out in front of a Safeway supermarket in Tucson, Arizona, and a 22-year-old, what kind of is being described as a lone gunman, shot her, and about 16 to 18 other people have also been shot. Several of the people, six now, as the latest count, were killed by this gunman. He has been apprehended. And there's a question as to whether or not there's a second shooter. And there is a lot of misinformation and conjecture. And we'll get into all that as we continue through the night here on Red Eye Radio. First, I want to talk with Bill Buckmaster. He is the host of The Buckmaster Show on Tucson's KJLL AM 1330. And he launched a new show this last week at buckmastershow.com. Bill Buckmaster is a longtime Emmy Award winning, five individual Emmy Award nominations, and a well-known news guy in this part of the country. And we welcome Bill Buckmaster to Red Eye Radio. Hello, Bill.
Hello. What a day this has been. This has been a very tragic day, certainly for Tucson, Arizona, and the United States. This is a very sad day here. And 23 years I've been covering news here, and I can't recall a story that has had such resonance. This one has really resonated all over Arizona and I think across the country. It's been very sad.
Well, it's a huge story. I mean, the fact that all the cable news channels went wall to wall with it, and still to this hour, this happened at 10 a.m. your time, 10 a.m. Central time this morning, that they're still going wall to wall with it, shows you the repercussions. So let's talk a little bit about the congresswoman. When was the last time you saw her?
Well, I had her on Tuesday. We did an interview to launch during our premiere week of the Buckmaster Show. It has to have been one of her last interviews with the media before this horrible incident. And we talked. She was in Washington, and we were talking about some of her hopes and aspirations for this new legislative session. But she was a regular guest on my television show over the years, and I hosted many of the congressional debates. In fact, all of her congressional debates over her last three runs for Congress. I call Gabrielle Giffords a personal friend. I've known her for many years. When I announced that I was leaving the TV show in October to start the new broadcast venture, one of the first people on the phone calling me from Washington was Gabrielle Giffords, wishing me good luck. So this goes beyond just as a news guy covering a story. For me, it's very personal. I know some of the people from her office who were shot, and it's really a horrible day.
Let's play a little of the audio from your interview last week with the congresswoman.
Taking the oath of office is a very solemn moment, as you can imagine. And with all the work that one does to campaign, when you actually arrive in office and you vow to uphold the Constitution, it's a very serious and very solemn moment. And I thought it was important to write about the fact that, and I do serve on the Armed Services Committee, and of course, with about 10 years now of our focus on Afghanistan and more recently Iraq, national security is what most people think of in terms of defending the country against all enemies. But I talk a little bit further about some other stealth threats that are really critical for national security as well, like border security, like our extraordinary dependence on foreign energy, like our decline in education as well. And finally, the raising debt and deficit, $14 trillion of debt that might be the most single serious long-term problem the United States faces.
That's Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. That was her last week speaking with Bill Buckmaster, who is on the line with us from Tucson, Arizona. Paint a couple pictures for me here, Bill. How close is that Safeway dead center in the town? Is it off to the side? Is it a place that everyone knows that, you know, that's the Safeway in town? Or where is this location?
That Safeway is located in the Casas Adobes area of Tucson, Arizona, in an area that everybody knows. My best friend goes there regularly, and he was actually on his way over there and had to stop to get some gas, or he would have actually been in that supermarket. Tucson is an area of, there are probably a million people in the Tucson Valley, but everybody knows this particular area of Oracle and Ina Road, that intersection, very prominent area in Tucson. And Congresswoman Giffords did not believe in having a lot of security around her. In fact, she's done 20 of these Congress on Your Corner events, that she calls them, and she believed in actually going to supermarkets like Safeway and talking to the people and hearing what's on their mind. And there's another tragedy that unfolded here, is the killing of Judge John Roll, the U.S. Federal District Court. He had just come from attending Mass, a deeply religious man. He decided after going to Mass he would stop by and say hello to his friend, Congresswoman Giffords. Talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Is he a well-known local figure? If you live in Tucson, are you going to know Judge Roll?
Judge Roll is known, very well-known, very respected. So that has really compounded this supermarket slaughter in Tucson, Arizona, on this very, very black Saturday that people will never forget in this community.
He was also controversial. I guess there was a ruling a year ago in 2009, a little over a year ago, and there were a lot of death threats against him. He had federal security for a time, but I guess that wave of hostility against him ended. There's no reason to believe that he was the target, is there?
No. Sheriff Dubnyk, Clarence Dubnyk, made it perfectly clear that Congresswoman Giffords was the target here all along, and Judge Roll just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. He did have security, you're right. That was a well-known immigration case, and I believe he had round-the-clock security for his family and himself for over 30 days, then they dropped the security detail.
You said that the congresswoman had 20 of these kind of open forums, literally a card table in front of a supermarket, this Congress
right.
on Your Corner event. And have you ever attended one of those before?
I have not attended one of those events, but I know they're very well attended. People have a chance to just come by and say hello. I understand there were a couple of Afghanistan war veterans who wanted to come by and thank the congresswoman. I believe one of them had been decorated in Afghanistan and wanted to personally thank her. And there are a couple of heroes that I think that stepped in that really prevented this from being worse. One is a Dr. Stephen Rail, a hospice doctor who used to work in the emergency department at a local hospital. He had gone to this event this morning to say hello to the congresswoman. He wound up wrestling the gunman to the supermarket floor, and if that hadn't happened, there was actually another gentleman, the two of them held this gunman down until police arrived. If that hadn't happened, this could have been much worse.
The congresswoman, obviously a very public person. Would the average citizen in her district know that her husband, for example, is a NASA astronaut? I mean, did you know her personal story? The average person. I know this is your business, and so you know congresspeople and where they live and how they live and what their roles are in Washington. But would the average citizen in Tucson know about her personal life?
You know, I don't know. The wedding was highly publicized, her wedding to Mark, who is an astronaut. I don't know if the average Tucsonan really knew the backstory as much, but it really is a wonderful story. There was a love affair that I had first heard about when she started dating him, and but I think what you're trying to say is that's some common knowledge. I don't think a lot of people realize that she was married to this astronaut who has been on several shuttle missions,
and was scheduled to fly the last
commanded the shuttle missions,
and scheduled to command the last shuttle mission, which is
amazing. Yes, that's true.
So let's talk about the news coverage, since you're a news guy, and that's your career for the last
42 years is what
42 years. Yeah, over the past 2 decades, you've earned 5 individual Emmy Award nominations and the coveted Silver Circle Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. So, watching the national news today, watching the cable news networks cover this story, what grade would you give them and why?
I would say there was tremendous confusion, and I would actually give a very low grade at the beginning of the coverage here. There were some confusing reports that initially did come out that the congresswoman had been shot in the head and had died. That was that was picked up by all of the national media. Some local, I will give a couple of shout-outs to a couple of local stations. At least one here refused to go with that report until they had a confirmation. But I would have to give a very low mark to the initial coverage. However, things picked up, and it's been wall-to-wall. The coverage just ended, the television coverage on the 3 affiliates here in Tucson, ended about 20 minutes ago, 11 o'clock Mountain Time. But it had been wall-to-wall. Everyone had gone wall-to-wall for 12 hours.
Talking with Bill Buckmaster, he of the Buckmaster Show on Tucson's KJLL AM 1330, and also launched a new radio show last week at buckmastershow.com. I want to continue with Bill Buckmaster when we come back. I need to talk more about the coverage, because this is a solid news guy we have on the line here, and so much of the story was being misrepresented, and the story wasn't really being told very accurately. And you wonder how, in the fog of the news cycle, so much gets reported so incorrectly, and what can be done to mitigate some of that. We'll talk about that as we continue. We're live. This is the 7th day of Red Eye Radio. My name is Mark Germain. 866-90-RED-EYE is the toll-free number to dial. 866-907-3339. If you have some strong opinions about the news coverage, we'll be happy to take that call. 866-90-RED-EYE after this. We are live across America, wings wide and wheels up, on the 7th day of Red Eye Radio. Bill Buckmaster is joining us by phone. He from Tucson's KJLL AM 1330 and buckmastershow.com. On his website, it says that he is Tucson's most trusted voice for news and information. And we're talking about his friend, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot today. And by all accounts, the latest information is that she is recovering from a very serious gunshot wound to the head. And other than what's been said by her operating, her ER doctor, what do we know about her condition?
First of all, let me say, I think it's a miracle that a close-up shot like that, a head shot. Dr. Peter Ray, the emergency room head of Tucson's University Medical Center, has to be given all the kudos in the world tonight for the work he and his team did at the trauma center. When Gabrielle Giffords was admitted, a shot through the head, and to have her hanging on, right now she is battling for her life. And I think it's interesting to note that the former Surgeon General of the United States, Dr. Richard Carmona, was at the news conference tonight with Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk. Dr. Carmona and Sheriff Dubnyk have been friends for many years, and Dr. Carmona addressed the media tonight, and he said, "This thing is not out of the woods. It's a very critical point right now. The next 24 hours, very critical with head wounds. So many things can happen. She may need additional surgery," according to Dr. Carmona. And he asked the people across not only Arizona, but across the country to remember Gabrielle Giffords tonight in their thoughts and in their prayers. And not just Congresswoman Giffords, but the families of the six people who were brutally slain here in Tucson. And it's a very sad night for America.
95% of the people who are shot in the head do not survive. So the fact that she's made it this long is, again, statistically, the margins are pretty slim. And again,
because those initial reports came out saying it was a headshot, a shot taken within 3 or 4 feet away, I think that was part of the problem that the news media, that reporters heard this, and I think there was a lot of rumor going around at the scene that she had died or had died on the way to the hospital. And I think the lesson here is don't worry about being first. Worry about being the most accurate. Who cares if you're first? We've gotten into this thing in the United States and the news media. We've got to be first with this breaking news. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'll wait. I'll be last. And if I'm right, that's what's important.
You're friends with the local sheriff there, Sheriff Dubnyk, and we have a cut we'd like to play of a press conference that he held earlier today.
Five people were killed, two of whom are personal friends of mine, including Councilwoman Giffords, one being a federal judge, John Roll, who this morning got up like he does on every Saturday morning, went to Mass, because he knows Gabrielle very well, decided to come around the corner and say hi. Unfortunately, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, even the sheriff got it wrong. He also thought that she had died.
Yeah, so much confusion. I think you just have to wait on something like this until you really get it right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
A little bit more about her background, Gabrielle Giffords. This is a really extraordinary woman whose name, by the way, I've never heard before. She's not exactly a firebrand for any position. She seems like a self-described moderate Democrat. I'd never heard of her before, and I'm a keen observer of the political landscape, and yet this is a really extraordinary woman. The more I read about her, that she was the CEO of a local tire company. And
that's right. Took over the family tire business, managed that. Then she ran for the Arizona legislature. That's when I first met her. That probably was in the mid-1990s to late 90s. So she is an extraordinary person. She's 40 years old. She started in politics probably in her mid-20s. And this woman has, I believe, still ahead of her, a fantastic career. I mean, she's been mentioned for perhaps someday moving on from Congress to be the governor of Arizona, to run perhaps someday for the U.S. Senate. Gabrielle Giffords, at age 40, will be heard from again. I sincerely believe that.
And Bill Buckmaster, never a hint of any scandal?
No. She had a very, very tight race, like so many Democrats during this last run. It was very close. In fact, as I recall, the final vote, it was several thousand votes separating her and her opponent, Republican Jesse Kelly. And that was a very, very bitter campaign. But she did survive, where so many Democrats across the country did not in this last election cycle.
No mention of kids, although I did do a bunch of research and finally found that she does have two stepdaughters, Claudia and Claire Kelly. Are these little girls, or are they teenagers or adults? Do you know?
You know, I've met her husband, Mark, the astronaut, several times. I have not met the Mark's children, but I know that she is a from what Mark was telling me, that Gabrielle is just loved by the family. And one other thing I want to point out about the Giffords family, this is a beautiful family. Tucson is a very tight-knit community. This family goes back three generations here. Her mother, Gloria Giffords, is probably one of the experts on Mexican retablo art in the United States. They're a wonderful family, a group of people, very close-knit. The family was at the hospital at UMC, and they were all together.
Bill, I'm up against a heartbreak. I really appreciate all your inside information, and we'll continue. We're live across America on Red Eye Radio. Stick with me.